grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
I've been injured.
You have?
Yeah, I've got a big crack in my butt.
Crossed over. If I never have a
scent. And when he says if I never have a scent, like the scent of a skunk or B.O. or something, if I never have a scent.
I think it's reference to money.
Oh,
like
I've misinterpreted it all this time. I thought he was singing if I never stink.
Stink, no. I think it
has. If I never stink, I'd be rich as Rockefeller, which doesn't make any sense.
Isn't that they say that this is the toughest language to learn because there's so many things like that? Sense and
well,
sense.
I don't know how anybody could determine the toughest. Tell me that English is tougher to learn than that Chinese up, right to left, up and down. Everything looks like a bad drawing of a upside down kitchen table or something. Yeah, you know, just hash marks and stuff. Or Arabic. Take a look at that stuff.
Yeah.
I think ours is. But see.
Well, I'm talking about speaking.
I don't
know. Understanding, yeah.
Yeah.
Gallagher, who I know is kind of a on the comedian range.
I didn't introduce you.
Oh. No, it was. I was relating. It was related to what we were talking about.
Go ahead. Edit out what I just did.
He has a very funny bit about English wordplay and how, you know, C-O-M-B, comb, W-O-M-B, womb, no, womb.
Nobody was better at breaking down the English language than I can't believe this. I can't believe what just happened to me.
Oh, wait.
George Carlin.
Yes. Yeah.
We're having his daughter on this Friday with Paul Harris. You're on assignment, of course.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's a new CD being released. I guess it was he had done
If I'd been his parents, I'd have named him Marlon Carlin. That's just me. Middle name Harlan.
Marlon
Carlin.
I think it was. I think it was supposed to be released right before 9/11, and then it just got shelved.
Yeah.
So it's just now getting released.
I'd like to welcome the audience, if I could. Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining us. We're glad to have you here on this September 14th, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Oh, man, he was ready.
He was. He's on it. He's glad it's out of the way. He wants to hear it and get it over with.
Oh, I found the Gallagher bit. You want to hear a couple minutes
sure.
of it? It's really funny.
Sure.
Here's the owner.
Oh, boys. Why do they call a statue a bust when it stops right before the part it'd be named after?
Oh, right.
They call them buildings when they're already done building them. Ought to call them built. Why do they call it a TV set when you only get one? And why do they call a woman's prison a penal colony? I ended up getting a degree in English literature, finally, because I like the language. It's a good language. In fact, it's an advantage we have over the Japanese, because theirs is dumber than ours. I remember I went there the first day to learn to read. I was real excited. I was going to learn to read. I didn't know about sex, so this was it. I was going to learn to read. Oh, boy, I'm ready to go. And she says, okay, your first word you're going to learn to read is big. Oh, boy, I know big already. I know the meaning. So I got ready. She went, one thing, two things, three things. I said, damn, that's little for big. I said, that's little. She says, no, this is little. It was twice as big. As big. I said, this is gonna be hard. But I knew it was, because I tried to learn to read ahead of time. I'd ask my dad signs on the roadside, what does that say, Dad? He'd say, good food. I say, why? They both end in O-O-D. Those words ought to rhyme. It ought to be good food. Or good food. Why is it good food? See, it doesn't matter. Why should I be serious about the language if the language isn't serious enough to make sense? Right, gang? Well, let's take the word bomb. B-O-M-B, right? Bomb?
Correct.
Bomb. B-O-M-B? All right. T-O-M-B. Tom?
No.
No. Tomb. All right. T-O-M-B. Tomb. C-O-M-B. Coom?
Oh.
Calm. C-O-M-B. Calm. P-O-M-B. Palm? No. P-O-E-M. Palm. All right. P-O-E-M. Palm. H-O-E-M. Home? No. H-O-M-E. All right. H-O-M-E. Home. S-O-M-E. Som? No. Some. All right. S-O-M-E. Some. N-O-M-E. Num? No. N-U-M-B.
He's absolutely right. No, he's right. Maybe this is the hardest language.
Yeah.
Because that's got to be very confusing.
How could
people.
You look at num and try to spell it and then put a B on the end of it?
I forgot how funny he was. He's very funny.
Yeah, because it was mostly his watermelon shtick that got him famous. But
how brilliant to incorporate that, because without it, you have a hard time getting attention.
Right.
You do what gets you. Steve Martin sticking an arrow through his head while he's telling Joe. It has nothing to do with it. Being shot by an arrow.
And then they had the weird deal where his brother went out as him for
Gallagher
a while.
Gallagher 2.
And
they were like suing each other because I think they looked kind of alike.
Oh,
were
they
twins?
What kind of loser do you have to be, though? If you're Gallagher's brother, you see his success, so you look like him, and you go out and do the same thing. Come on.
Yeah, I don't
you're
know
a loser.
I don't know if they were twins, but
they looked alike.
Oh, man, he looked just like him. So.
Oh, if they weren't, they were the most identical non-twins that ever lived. So I'd like to talk to people who are getting older. I think you'll understand what I'm about to say. Peon won't get it, but he will one day. In fact, I was just in the men's room, and Josh was in there. Josh is in his 30s. And there's a stream flowing like a waterfall. And I
really?
Said, man, I said, I remember the good old days. I said, when I had a stream.
Did you notice?
Well, I could hear it.
No.
I could hear it hitting the water. I said, wow, I remember the good old days.
Wow, Josh, you've got quite a stream.
And I'm over at the urinal just trickling, you know, falls out. And he said, yeah, he said, I'll always have a good, strong stream. And I said, no, you won't. Most every guy gets enlarged prostate. And when you get enlarged prostate, your pee stream gets weak. Mm-hmm. And it gets weaker and weaker. It just kind of barely falls out. It takes forever.
Yeah, and it just keeps coming out and keeps coming out.
You think you're done? No, you're not done.
No?
It's a trick. Nature's tricking you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm done. Oh, wait, whoa. No, I'm not. Mm-hmm. Okay, not, oh, nope, oh, I'm not done yet. And you go through like six or seven of those.
Yeah, don't put it away yet.
No, not yet. Not really ready to shake it off quite yet. And then finally, you're ready, but you still weren't really ready. And you get the two-drop thing going. But here's the other thing I wanted to mention. Weird things. I hope it's not just me. Weird things. Your mind starts doing weird things. And the last few years, I got something going on. I don't know what it is. I've talked to you about my memory issue, and it's serious enough that it bothers me a little bit. But I woke up this morning, and until I got here, in my head, I'm hearing the lyrics to the Wyatt Earp TV show. Now, you got to understand something. I've never heard, I haven't sung those lyrics, I haven't seen those lyrics since that show was on TV in the 60s. Where did that come from? And I actually remember Wyatt Earp, brave, courageous, and bold. Long live his fame and long live his glory, and long may his story be told. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
Now, why do I know that? And there's no reason for that. I can't remember the joke I told yesterday or what I had for lunch, but I remember that. Now, that's just weird. It's just flat out weird. Which brings me to the documentary that I think you put on our Facebook page.
I did.
Correct?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
The Man with the 7-Second Memory. I watched this last night. You got to watch this. Now, I will tell you, if you watch 20 minutes of it, half of it, you will have pretty much seen the whole story. Because they kind of keep repeating themselves because he keeps repeating himself. But the guy has what they've calculated to be about a 7-second memory. And his wife doesn't live with him anymore because it was impossible for them to live together. And I get that, but she visits him once a month.
Mostly for her well, her sanity, just because the loop of conversations that...
And when somebody walks in the room, he says, "You're the first human being I've ever seen." And he actually believes that,
yeah.
that's the first person he's ever seen.
But he recognizes his wife.
That's the
only person he recognizes.
And he can sit down at the piano. He used to be a conductor. He can sit down and play like crazy. He remembers how to play. But he has, they said, the world's worst case of amnesia. And he had a virus or something, right? He got sick.
Yes.
Fever of 104. And the next thing you know, the guy has no memory. It's just bizarre. And he's been this way for 20 years.
Man.
Can you imagine that?
And I think that was filmed a while ago, maybe 10 years ago or something. I looked him up. He's still alive. He's 78 now, so.
What a horrible way to live. So then.
Although she said, he doesn't know. She said he's very content, his wife said.
Oh, no, he's happy.
He doesn't know. You know, it's more sad for the people around you that you lose
that
person who is there.
Because if you have no memory, then that means you don't remember that you forgot everything. I mean, it's weird. So, this happens way too often. I end up being up till almost 2 o'clock in the morning because I can't stop watching. One YouTube thing leads to another. And then on the way in today, my wife drove because we got to go to dinner tonight. She didn't want to have two cars, and I agree. So she drops me off. So on the way in, I was able to play with my phone. You thought I was going to say something else, didn't you? So I thought about Randy Travis. Randy Travis, a big deal country star, had a stroke in 2013. I thought, man, I wonder what's going on with him. So I Googled some stuff, and Randy Travis has had to learn to talk all over again, word by word. Yet, I believe it was this past February, he sang at the funeral of a friend and got up and sang all 4 verses of Amazing Grace. He still had, so the musical part of your brain, Dan, here's the good news for you. If you ever just lose it,
mm-hmm.
Everywhere else. Like, you've already lost your Don Knotts Barney Fife.
I know.
And this is how it begins.
I know.
It starts with you lose your Barney Fife, and then you realize you can't do this. You can't. You'll probably always be able to play the bass guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you won't know who you are.
No.
But you'll still be playing the bass guitar.
I'll just pick it up and start playing it.
You'll get up on stage, you'll go, "Good evening, everybody. I'd like to introduce myself. Who am I?"
Yeah.
And then they'll tell you who you are, and you'll start playing. The musical part and the verbal a part of your brain are separate. Another case of Mel Tillis, another country.
Oh, yeah, big, the stutter.
Mel Tillis had a really serious stutter, but when he sang, no stutter. Should I tell the dumb joke? Should I just tell as a bonus joke?
Yeah.
All right.
Before the show, we're hearing Colin Jeffrey comes in. I said, you know, there's a joke, because we're talking about Mel Tillis. And I said, there's a joke that I haven't told for years because I just kind of decided it was too stupid. And then the more I thought about it, I thought, well, it's so stupid. It's funny, so I'll just tell it as a bonus joke. They're two identical twins. Doodah and Dadu are their names. And their dad decides to take them to the lake. Swimming, you know, jump off the dock, maybe a little fishing. And Dadu has a serious, serious stutter. And if he gets nervous or scared, it's even worse. It's even more pronounced. And Dadu looks out and sees that his twin brother, Doodah, is drowning.
Oh.
His hands up in the air, "Help, help," goes down, "Help." So he runs over to his dad, and he goes, "Dad!" His dad says, calm down, Dadu. What is it? It seems like it's something very important. It is. It's he said, emergency? Yeah. He says, come on. Tell me what it is. I got an idea. Dadu, sing it to me. And so Dadu says, guess who's drowning in the lake? Doodah, doodah.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
goes out to Mel Tillis. If he's listening, and he could be because he's not that far away.
Where is he?
We're gonna. He may still be in Branson. I think he hung it up a while ago. I don't know. I don't hear anything about him. I assume he's still there, off and on. We're gonna do a little business. We come back. We take your calls, Dan. This person's been calling and calling, and you've never picked up the phone. What kind of producer?
In the world's worst.
Will somebody answer that damn phone?
No, apparently not.
No.
I guess he's done. Now he's going to do it.
I'm the world's worst producer.
You are. No, you are. And we're thrilled to have you here. We'll do some business. We come back. We take your calls. If you want to jump in and don't mind holding 4 minutes or so, here we go. From almost any cell phone, star KTRS. From regular phones, 314-969-KTRS. And then there's 888-550-KTRS. We'll do some business, come back, talk to you. And in less than an hour, Dr. Doug Pernikoff will join us. That's a segment that I actually thought would burn out years ago, but it hasn't. And every week, pet lovers call and get great advice from Dr. Doug. That'll be about 4:14 or so. For now, we're going to talk about good feet and their inserts or arch supports or whatever you want to call them. This is a national chain of stores, Good Feet. They're all over the country. And in the St. Louis area, there are two. There's one in Illinois and one over here on the Missouri side. You never need an appointment to go in there. And I would never say to you that whatever your problem, whatever the pain, Good Feet is the solution. That would not be true. It's not the answer for everybody, but for thousands and thousands of people, many of whom never thought ever that an insert, an arch support, would be what they needed to eliminate the pain they were having, especially if the pain wasn't in their feet. Knee hurt, leg, hip, back. But it was the solution, and hopefully it'll be the solution for you. The number one reason people go in is plantar fasciitis. And it is, my goodness, it is the solution for many of those people. That pain is over. And I had that plantar fasciitis is not, that's not fun. Like somebody sticking a knife in your heel, the bottom of your heel. So here's what you do. You go into Good Feet. You don't need an appointment. They're going to ask you why you came in, where's your pain. Be sure to tell them, of course, you're AM and the PM. I'm here because I'm AM and the PM, and here's my problem. And they're going to take your shoe, and they're going to start a process of, they've got a pretty good idea after they have you stand on this carbon paper thing and they take an imprint, see where the pressure, you're putting all the pressure. They'll have a pretty good idea of which arch supports what category or section or however they describe it to go pull from. And they may have to try one or two or three, and maybe it'll be the fourth one. And when you get to that point where you stand up and walk around and go, oh my goodness, I can't believe this. I can actually feel the difference. I don't feel that. Boom. Bingo. You got what you were looking for. And I'd love to say it's the answer for everybody, but let's face it. Sometimes people go in there with, look, if you have some kind of an injury that's and you need surgery, this won't be the answer. But for a lot of people, it is. So I hope it is for you. Here's where they're located. There's a Good Feet store on Olive, just west of 270. Kind of catty-cornered across from TGI Fridays, and there's one in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. Or you can go to this website, goodfeetstlouis.com.
All right, let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, good afternoon, Dan. Well, the baseball game finally got over. Well, let's face it, after the third game inning, that game was over, but it's finally let out now, and traffic is jammed up on westbound Highway 40. It looks like from about Grand, and it goes out through McCausland, eastbound 40 Heavy Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. You head out Highway 70 westbound. You're looking slow a little bit west of the Earth City Expressway through 5th Street. And we have just a little bit of heavy traffic on westbound 44 right around Kings Highway. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have low prices every day on the office items you use most. And right now, it's a great time to stock up and save with the Buy More, Save More event happening in stores. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. It's jazz. It's blues. It's a foot stomping, booty shaking, dancing in the streets party with live jazz and blues on two stages, and it's free. This Saturday, the Big 550 welcomes fall in St. Louis with the Old Webster Groves Jazz and Blues Festival, showcasing St. Louis's most talented performers, plus food and drink from area restaurants. Bring your kids, strollers, and lawn chairs. For more info about the Old Webster Jazz and Blues Festival, go to oldwebsterjazzfest.com.
No company sells and installs more windows than Window World. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for the number one replacement window company here in St. Louis. I've been a spokesman of theirs for at least 12 years, and they have grown exponentially because they have a very simple formula. Great customer service and great windows. In fact, the windows come with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Window World Windows comes with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts, glass breakage, as well as labor. For the last 6 years in a row, they've sold over 1 million windows nationwide. Why is that? Because they stand behind their product. Window World. If you're looking for windows, there really is no other company. I would put my reputation behind it. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800 or windowworld.com. For the best windows at the best price, best customer service, windowworld.com.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Don't you love hardwood floors? Well, now you're in luck because you can get brand new hardwood floors, a wide variety of selection from Boardwalk Hardwood Floors. It's their annual blowout warehouse sale, Friday, September 30th and Saturday, October 1st at their Crestwood location only. Now, they have got normally factory discounts. Now it's on all their hardwood floors. You can pre-shop any of the three stores before the sale. They'll have factory reps on hand to talk directly about the products and the selection. Holy mackerel, it's fantastic. Looking to upgrade for the holiday? Looking for that beautiful hardwood floors that'll just make the room sing? Boardwalk Hardwood Floors and their blowout warehouse sale. It only happens once a year. It's Friday, September 30th and Saturday, October 1st. Boardwalk Hardwood Floors. Three locations, but the Crestwood location is where the warehouse sale is. BoardwalkHardwood.com. That's BoardwalkHardwood.com.
If you have unresolved tax problems causing you worry and concern, why would you go to an out-of-town company with a 1-800 number to talk to a nameless and faceless so-called expert? Go with locally owned and operated CSL Tax Advisors. Stephen Pargo at CSL Tax Advisors has over 10 years of experience dealing with the IRS. He'll meet with you face-to-face, in person, for a no-pressure, complimentary consultation. Simply go to CSLTax.com. That's CSLTax.com.
Since 1974, homeowners in the greater St. Louis area have trusted PermaJack more than any other contractor when their house is settling or if they have bowing and buckling walls. But who do you call when you notice water in the basement? Well, it's also PermaJack. The folks at PermaJack are extremely knowledgeable in all aspects of foundation repair, including leaky basements. Call PermaJack at 636-225-2553 or see their website at PermaJackOfSt.Louis.com. When your building needs a helping hand, PermaJack.
Most times, two is better than one. And that's never more true than at Shawnee Bluff Winery and Shawnee Bluff Vineyards near Lake of the Ozarks. Shawnee Bluff offers two beautiful venues and two astounding views. The winery is a perfect spot to enjoy every day with a relaxing menu and an amazing view. And at the vineyards, you can sample award-winning wines and take in concerts from acts like the Charlie Daniels Band and the Oak Ridge Boys. Shawnee Bluff. Plan your visit today at ShawneeBluffWinery.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Weekday mornings at 6:35. Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you. And now, before we take your calls, and we're about to take them in a minute or so, and call us. We like to talk. We don't care what you want to talk about. Real quickly, one more time, most cell phones, star KTRS, otherwise 314-969-KTRS. I want to take a moment to remind everybody how to spell Schaefer. I think you know, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. I'd also like to remind you that they have 10 locations. I don't know if there's another body shop in St. Louis with 10 locations, and I don't care. This is a company that supports this show, helps make this show possible, and somebody we have been proud to speak for I'm going to say, about 16 or 17 years. It has to have been 17 years. They know what they're doing. They do it better than just do it right. You remember, like, it used to just be A, then there was A plus, and then I had a teacher who did A plus plus, which is kind of stupid. Yeah. This is an A plus plus type deal with Schaefer. There's a point where they could just cut off the level of service and customers would still be thrilled. Yet they choose to just keep going and do things they don't really have to do. When you look, you take a car in that's been in an accident. Here's what you want. You want to get it back and have the body work be done right. That's what you expect. You don't expect him to pick you up or bring a car to you or take you if you have to, or to help you fill out paperwork. They do all that. And it stuns customers sometimes because they don't expect it. And it's the reason that anybody who uses Schaefer wouldn't think of going anywhere else. It's the reason insurance companies are thrilled when you tell them that's where you want the car to go. If they don't say it first, they'll probably recommend it before you do. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. There are 10 locations, and I'm sure there's one not far from you. Hope you're not in a bad accident. We don't want to lose any AM and the PM people. And I love their slogan because I can't think of a better way to sum up how they do their work. Like it never happened. Like the accident never happened. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. I'm going to talk to John. John, how are you?
I'm good, Frank. I'm AM and PM.
Thank you very much. That's close enough. Now, what did you say again? You're what?
I'm AM and the PM.
Okay, he got it right. I thought he missed that first M. How can we help you, John?
I just wanted to let you know, first of all, I'll let you guys do the math here. I'm 40 years old, and I've been listening to you for 30 years.
Oh. That deserves some sort of Hall of Fame lifetime.
75% of your lifespan.
Yeah.
That'd be tough to have.
You're a charter listener.
Yeah, my grandma actually introduced me to you guys a long time ago, and I've been listening ever since.
All right, and I actually think I sort of remember who you are. This is not the first time you've called.
I called a long time ago. I don't know if you remember me.
Okay, then you're not who I thought you were. But thank you. Thank you for 30 years.
Well, you're welcome. My pleasure.
What can we do?
I wanted to let you know I'm a police officer in the area, in the St. Louis area. Mm-hmm. And you guys... it means a lot how much you guys support us, and you don't get that a lot nowadays. And I just wanted to let you know that we are listening, and we greatly appreciate it. So thank you.
Well, John, let me tell you something. We have a golf tournament a week from Friday.
Yes.
And I don't mean to pat myself on the back here, because that's the point of this. The point of it is... I don't do golf tournaments. I don't go to them anymore.
I don't either.
And I certainly have never hosted one. And when the station approached me, I said, the only way that I will do this is if we do it for Backstoppers. So that's what we're going to do. They agreed to do that. To their credit, they agreed to do that. So we're going to do it. I hope you understand something, and that is this, that when you guys watch TV and you see these idiots, and it's beyond idiots, it's actually sick. The hate for the police and F the police. And I hope you understand that that's all that makes the news, because it's not they don't consider it newsworthy for somebody to stand up and go, hey, thank you, we love the police. No, they're not interested in that. So I hope you understand that about 99% of this country appreciates what you do and understands, maybe doesn't understand what you do, but supports the decisions that you sometimes have to make. We do. And you need to know that because you're never going to get that information. So I'm giving it to you because I talk about police work a lot to people, and I don't think I have ever talked to anybody about the police where they weren't supportive and said, isn't it a shame that somehow we've gotten to the point where we allow people to stand up and at any kind of podium or venue or forum, whether it's just a news camera, and spew out this hate toward the police. So you need to understand, those people represent a teeny tiny portion of this country.
Right.
And they're crazy. And they, and they'll never understand what it's like to be in your shoes, what it's like to pull up to a car. You have no idea what you're about to encounter. They'll never understand that. I'll never really understand it, except that I have ridden a lot, and I've been in a couple of situations where I was very nervous. I thought we were going to get killed. So thank you, and I don't think I've ever done anything that I was happier to do than this golf tournament. And I think it's going to be a big success. And I think we're going to get to present a pretty nice check to Backstoppers. And I'm happy I could do it. So thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And thank you. You're right. There are a ton of people in this area that support us. And we've seen that in the area that I work with, the community giving it, you know, supporting us, signs and providing us, you know, care packages and stuff, and that's awesome. You just, you know, media wise, you don't hear it enough, and I applaud you because you're one of the few that do it, and it just means a lot.
Well, so, it has to be disturbing. I put myself in your shoes. I'm a cop. I'm watching TV. It has to be very disturbing. Like the two that got hit by that driver a couple of days ago.
Yeah,
that has to be very disturbing for you. And
well,
are you married?
Yeah, I have four kids.
Okay. Is your wife, has she ever come to you and said, you know what, why don't you hang it up and do something else?
No. She's actually been very supportive. I'm a former military and been deployed, and she's used to it.
Yeah.
She's just glad that I come home every night instead of being gone for years at a time. So, she's actually the reason why I got into law enforcement locally, when I got out of the Army. But, I tell you, I've got a ton, the guys and girls that I work with, in law enforcement are awesome. So, I just want you to know, and you're, everyone that's listening, and I know the audience that we're listening to us right now believes this, but we got a lot of great people that are serving and protecting our community.
Yeah, well,
I'm proud to serve with them, and there's very few bad apples in the bunch. I'll tell you that.
I absolutely agree. John, thanks again, and thank you for 30 years. I hope you stick with stop doing this, whenever that is.
No, I will.
All right, John. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, let me get another cops. Or
Kurt.
Get Kurt in here. Hey, Kurt, how are you?
Hey, Frank, I'm aiming the PS.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, listen, just to kind of add on to what that gentleman said, I'm a police officer as well. I'm starting my 30th year. And I don't know if you remember me, but about 3 years ago, I contacted you. I was out of law enforcement and had some things going on at a college that weren't very favorable for me. But you let me come on your program and have an opportunity to speak, and it motivated me to get back in. And I hopped back in law enforcement. I've been back in 3 more years, and I absolutely love it.
Wow. So you got out and got back in. That's not many people do that once they get out there. I think the average is about 7 years. I read somewhere where if a cop is going to bail, it's about the 7-year mark, and they either get out or they stay in.
I think you're absolutely right. But I was turned on to your show by a good friend of mine when I was at the Creek Corps Police Department back in 2001. And I'll tell you what, man, I listened one time and I was hooked. So I can't thank you enough for all the acumen you give us and all the kudos. You're an incredible supporter. And like that gentleman said, there's a ton of people out here that know that, you know, you guys are behind us. And there's a lot of people that are behind us as well.
Yeah, you just don't hear about them.
Right.
All right. I appreciate it, Kurt. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too. I got to find a way to say this so it doesn't sound rude. I'm not interested in people thanking us for something that everybody just thinks anyway. It should do. When I say everybody, most everybody, because all we're doing is shining a light on. It's like teachers. Okay, look. Every one of us has a teacher we remember. Mr. Burke, for example, that was special. And not just one teacher. Most teachers go into teaching, and they know they're not going to make a lot of money. And they're going to have to take homework home. You get 3 months off. You should. And then, of course, yes, there are a couple of teachers out there now and then that molest a kid or, you know, sleep with a student or whatever. But I don't see the media jumping on it almost to give the impression, look how many bad teachers there are, the way they do the cops. I blame the TV in particular, network news, local news, I blame them for showing these people yelling things like F the police. Don't put those people on TV. That's what they want. Don't do it. It's easy. It's an easy decision. But they'll never do that. Stop it. Stop giving those people a forum. Stop giving them a podium.
That's why I understand them calling in to say thank you, because they don't hear it from the media. So once they hear it, if they hear it coming out of their radio
station. But you know how easy it would be if you're the news director and they come to you and they go, look at this footage we got. We got these people going, F the police, pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. Wouldn't it be kind of easy? We're not airing that.
Yeah.
Just don't do it.
Yeah.
And then the whole world doesn't have the impression that everybody hates the cops. To me, that's easy. Harry, how you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic, Harry.
First things first, AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What can I do for you?
It's been a few years since I talked to you. My dad was Southside, Harry.
Oh, my goodness, yes. The wonderful firefighter, Southside.
Yes, exactly. That's what I called about.
You sound like him.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you very much for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been 3 years coming up now, so his birthday's coming up this week, and I was just thinking about him. I thought I'd give you guys a call.
3 years since
I know, it's unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, the little tribute you guys did to him on the radio.
Nah, we loved Harry. Harry was a loyal, longtime caller and listener. He was the greatest.
And he was the first one on July 7th, our anniversary here.
He'd call.
He would call. He was the first one to call and say happy anniversary.
That line
to us.
Was ringing before we get on the air. He was always
he's a great guy. No. And by the conversation you were having with the police officers, you know my dad was a fireman. So, right. But every year at Christmas, his families exchange gifts, you know. And I just told him the last few years, I said, take that money that you're going to buy me a gift with and donate it to Backstoppers.
Yeah, good for you. All right, Harry, nice to hear from you.
Yeah, you guys too, man. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, see you.
Now, this is...
Yeah, because Backstoppers does...
They do firefighters, all first
now,
responders.
I'm going to guess Dan messed the spelling up. M-I-C-A-E-L. I think it's supposed to be Michael.
Yeah,
he left
is.
The H out. So, Michael, how are you?
Fine. How are you, sir? Thanks. I'm AM and PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's going on?
I called for a little something different. I was doing a little investigation on a lady with a similar name. And her name is Sue Thompson.
Right.
She's the one that sings Norman, and
right.
she lives in Nevada, Missouri. She's 91 years old, still alive.
Oh, no kidding.
And I thought you might be interested in that. And,
born and raised there. And still
you know what? Yeah. Hey, hold on a second here. What, Michael, what's your wife's name? What is it?
Amelia,
you remind me of my wife. She talks over me. When I'm on the phone, she jumps in and covers me up and starts talking for me. Oh, my goodness. It must be like a marital epidemic. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God.
He's doing it now. She's still doing it.
He still couldn't hear
him. I'm sorry, Michael. I couldn't hear you. Your wife was talking over you like my wife does. What did you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you're used to it.
Yes, I am.
Oh, my goodness. No, I did not know Sue. Sue Thompson had a couple of hits. Norman was one, and Piano Pull It Up. She had another song or two, but no, I had no idea she was still alive and lived in Nevada, Missouri.
She was born and raised there. She was just
91 in July.
Yeah. Michael, why don't you just let her have the thing?
Yeah, hand the phone to her.
Just give it up, because you're not going to talk again, Michael. Just face it. Hey, thank you for the information. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
Bye.
All right, yeah. Boy, my wife does that every
single day. Missouri.
If my wife is in the room or in the car, and I'm honest to goodness, I don't get two sentences out, and it's usually correcting me.
Right.
I'll say, you know, last winter. It was last fall.
We went to dinner with you, too,
not
too long ago, and it was like that.
And if you're having a conversation, I'll go, you know, when our older son was five, he was five and a half.
Oh, man.
Listen very closely, gentlemen. Thinking about getting married? Don't do it. Okay. We'll talk to Jim, and then we'll move along and get some business done. Jim, how are you?
Good, and yourself?
Fantastic. What's up?
I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And I'm calling about one of your bumper stickers I seen on a car going down St. Charles Rock Road.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman that was driving the car must have changed it to I Am Pam.
That's very creative.
But I knew it was one of your bumper stickers.
And we haven't put them out for years. That was years ago.
It's been a while, yeah.
We still have some.
There's still a few float. We know what? We need to get another batch and get some new ones out there.
We do have.
Good for Pam. Good for her. Very clever.
Just I'd let you know that.
Right. Thank you,
they're
Jim.
Still out there.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, and Bernice has it on her tombstone. We're not kidding.
Yeah.
Aiming the PM forever or something like that.
Yeah.
All right. First Community Credit Union. I was in there today. I was waited on by Heidi. She was my teller. I went in there to cash a couple little checks. And, you know what I just realized? Oh, my goodness. I'm not kidding. I just realized that my wife drove today. She dropped me off at work. So she stopped, and I ran into First Community Credit Union. She says, well, you're in there, get me some popcorn. I just realized I forgot I didn't get any popcorn.
You did?
Now, what's interesting here is she never said anything.
Oh, she didn't realize. She forgot.
No.
That goes in the vault.
That goes in that memory vault, and she'll pull it out.
When she feels the need to play that card.
When she feels like she needs a little more ammo.
Or when she forgets something for you, she'll just play that card.
Oh, yeah. Like, you never forgot anything? Like, when I ask you for popcorn, and you didn't bring it out? Yeah. No. It'll come up again, but I just realized. I forgot to get her popcorn.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. And they do have really good, fresh popcorn at First Community Credit Union. Of course, that's not, I don't think, why anybody has ever changed where they bank and dropped their bank and moved to First Community. It was just because of the popcorn. You do it because of their rates, which are always competitive. You do it because of all the services they offer. Many of those services other banks offer. Yeah, they do it because of the way they're treated. Because there is a difference in being a member of a credit union and just a customer at a bank. And it's hard to explain the difference because a lot of that difference is in attitude, the way they treat you, and the fact that you always seem to be a priority customer. It's like you've been moved to the top of the heap or something. That's the best way I can understand it. They treat everybody that way because there was a time when only certain people could belong to a credit union. In the case of First Community, it was Monsanto years ago. So they still have that sort of, you're a special member. You still get that feeling like, I'm banking somewhere where not everybody can bank. Yet anybody listening can bank at First Community. There are 42 First Community Credit Union locations, making it the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. And all I'm doing is asking you to consider, if you like this show, the one thing and the only thing that you can do to help us keep it going is to always give our advertisers, the ones we personally speak for, a shot at your business and let them know that's why you're there. If they don't get your business and they blow it, that's their problem. But if we can just get you to consider them, then you've thanked us in the best way you can. So when you go into First Community, and I hope you do, get some popcorn, say, hey, I'm not a member yet, but the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, those guys said it was okay. And then I'm going to have you arrested for taking some popcorn. And then just think about it. It's pretty easy to close your accounts at your bank now, because you probably don't have a real good reason for banking there anyway. You really don't even know why you're banking there. Well, it's for a bank for a long time. Not good enough. So join us. First Community Credit Union. FirstCommunity.com.
Meet me.
All right. Let's see how traffic's moving along with Tim Weiland.
All right, you're slow on westbound 70 between Shreve and Jennings Station Road, and then as you get out toward the Blanchette Bridge, there's an accident just west of it blocking the left lane. You're stacked up from Highway 270. Eastbound 270 now slowing McDonald through 170. Westbound Highway 40, you're backed up 20th Street out through McCausland. Now we're getting a little heavy around Clayton Warson. Eastbound 40 drivers heavy approaching 141 through Mason. And we're getting some volume now on southbound 270 between Page and the Clayton Road overpass. This report brought to you by Staples. They have low prices every day on the office items you use most. And right now is a great time to stock up and save with the Buy More, Save More event happening in stores. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
Take a trip down the red carpet. You'll discover a dazzling place where stardom becomes you. There's no place like Hollywood. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Visit us at HollywoodCasinoSt.Louis.com. Must be 21. Gambling problem in Missouri? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
When you need expert plastering done to your home or business, you need to call Wommel Plastering. They've been in business for over 80 years and have done work for the zoo, the Fox Theater, Washington University, and St. Louis University, along with many homes both big and small. They're large enough to offer competitive pricing, yet small enough to give you the personalized service you deserve. Call Wommel at 314-781-9010 or see them at fixmyplaster.com.
Try a hot, delicious Subway breakfast sandwich built just the way you want it, like egg whites and cheese, tomato and fresh spinach on toasted flatbread. Customize it with bacon or any fresh veggies. Subway, fresh is what we do.
From ABC News, I'm Scott Goldberg. They're not detailed.